I'm going to HCC to get my associate's degree.
I'm getting certified as an EMT.
To raise my GPA.
No institution does more to get students where they're going faster than HCC. We keep Houston working. HCC. Smart decision.
Welcome back to Radio Faces Extra. We're at our Main Street studios on the HCC campus. Thank you for joining us. Now, we're going to look ahead to the Texans for next season. We've got Chester Pitts, Seth Payne, and Ted Johnson. We're going to start with Seth. Seth, what do they have to do to get farther next season than they got this season?
I think this offense is predicated on having a dominant running attack. They accumulated a lot of yards this year, but they didn't have the dominant running attack that you usually see. They didn't have the big chunk plays in the run game. Part of that's because of youth on the offensive line. They need to get back to that. If they're going to continue on with the way Gary Kubiak wants to run the system, that running game is just crucial to get beyond the divisional round of the playoffs.
Ted?
Yeah, well, I'm going to say a few things here. First, I think they need a slot receiver. I mean, I think you need somebody who can get to the middle of the field fast, beat man-to-man coverage, and move the chains, kind of, you know, a Wes Welker kind of guy. And then it comes on the other side, pass rush. If you're going to blitz as much as they want to blitz, you've got to get guys that can rush the passer. I think those are two key things they need to figure out this offseason.
If you're going to blitz that much, don't you need guys that can cover?
Good point. And that, you know what, I don't think you can ever have enough good cornerbacks. You know, is it if Bryce McCain, is he, when he comes back, is he the guy? I think that's something they, you know, is Brandon Harris moving forward? Is Rock Carmichael? Are these guys in the plans in this team's future? We don't know. So you can never have enough good DBs either.
Chester?
And I'm going to piggyback a little bit off of the run game, because that's the way this system goes. They talk about being on schedule all the times. You can't have penalties. You got to be efficient, all those things. But the 1-2 punch of Arian Foster and Ben Tate is what I think was the biggest thing that was lacking this season and missing in their running game. But you know, but above all, because I look at it, okay, we're talking about just the offense, but I want to go to the top. I want to look at it as the Texans down. What the biggest thing that they are lacking and what they need is more consistency. They have grit. They have determination. But I need to see it on a consistent basis. Whenever the bell is rung, whenever the opportunity is there, you answer and answer it in the way you're capable of. When they lost this season, they didn't lose, you know, last-minute field goals, because those situations you can live with. You can completely live with those, because that's football and that's the way it goes. But in their losses, they were all ugly losses, and they got their butt spanked. That's what you can't have happen, and I think that consistency will put them over that hump.
I'm going to ask you guys a scary question. I'm going to start with Ted. Based on what J.J. Watt did this year, which may have been the best season in history for a defensive lineman, can he get better?
Well, if you ask him, he says, absolutely. Are you kidding me? My best is yet to come. So, you know, I love his demeanor. I mean, if anybody can talk smack, it's J.J. Watt. Absolutely. He hasn't even hit his prime years yet. He's 23 years old. That's a good point, John. That's scary to think that he can get better, but absolutely he can.
I think the important thing, though, is that he could get better, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to equal these stats. His offenses focus on him, the nature of the position he plays. He could have a better year next year and have half as many sacks. Sacks are a horrible indicator year to year of how you're doing that given season.
Great, great way to put it. Man, I'm the biggest anti-sack. I think that's the silly. Is it a cool stat? Does it get you off the field at times? Absolutely. But for it to be an indicator of the quality of player that you are, it's absolutely not, because you can't compare J.J. Watt's season to the – I mean, Alden Smith, huge numbers, big sacks. Are they even remotely close to the same player? Absolutely not. But J.J. Watt, like you said, 23 years old.
Yeah.
He's not even a full-grown man yet. He actually could still grow a little bit.
And a lot of it, too, it's the mental part of the game. As smart as he is, as hard as he works, there's things that you just don't get until your ninth or tenth year when it comes to your sixth sense of knowing what play is coming, feeling blocks instead of having to read blocks. You feel it. You feel when somebody's trying to blindside you. That keeps rolling, and you get better and better at it as you get older. He's still in the prime of his career physically, and the mental side's going to get even better.
Okay, I'm going to ask you about some free agents. I'm going to tell you some guys and tell me what you think. Connor Barwin's a free agent. Glover Quinn, Bryce McCain, Sean Cody, James Casey, those are the starters. Chester, who do you think's back?
Oh, that's a tough one. What was?
Can you bring back Barwin, Quinn, and McCain when you got cap problems?
It would be tough. Well, the thing is,
at the right price.
That's all I was just going to say. If at the right price, the team can find a way to get it done. But I just don't know if, based on what they offered him early on in the year, he's going to be kind of pegged to that number, and I don't see that number being the number now.
I think Glover Quinn is your most important guy. He plays on your dime defense, which is the Texans, what you call a sub defense, which the guys that come in to rush the passer, Glover Quinn comes down and plays basically a linebacker position. He's vital to that defense, and he does a good job at it. He's a guy that's a defensive back that can cover but can also play physically versus the run. He's crucial. Connor Barwin, I don't know what his price tag is going to be on the open market. Didn't have a great year statistically, so the Texans might get him back, and maybe he gets back to his production from last year.
They may have cap issues again, as they did last year, and it cost them some players, but that's why they got a personnel department